All right, Explorer, are you ready for today's deep dive?
I hope you brought your hiking boots because this deep dive is going to be an adventure.
You know it. We're going to need all the gear we can get for this one.
Because today we're headed straight into the jungle.
Ooh, a jungle adventure.
But this isn't just any jungle.
Oh, really? What's so special about this jungle?
This jungle is full of mathematical challenges.
Whoa, math in the jungle.
And you're going to need a special skill to make it through.
So what kind of math are we talking about here?
You're going to have to be a master of the three times table.
The three times
If
table.
you can conquer that, you'll be able to navigate this jungle like a pro.
I'm ready to test my three times table skills and see what this jungle has in store for me.
All right, let's get started. Our first challenge awaits.
What is it?
Picture this. You've been trekking through dense foliage for hours. The air is thick with humidity.
I can practically feel the moisture on my skin.
And you come across a raging river.
Oh no, a river. How are we going to get
Well,
across?
there are these stepping stones that appear and disappear.
Whoa, that sounds tricky. What happens if you step on one that disappears?
Let's just say you better know your three times tables if you want to stay dry.
Okay, so to make the stepping stones appear, we need to solve a multiplication problem.
You've got it. Each stone represents a multiple of three.
All right, I'm ready for the first step.
Here's your challenge, three times one.
Three times one is three.
You're right. A stepping stone appears right in front of you. Take a step.
All right, one step down.
But don't get too comfortable. The next stone is waiting.
Okay, hit me with it.
Three times two.
Okay, so three times two is six.
Boom. Another stone pops up. You're making great progress.
This is kind of fun, actually.
It is, isn't it? It's like a game.
All right, I'm ready for the next one.
That one's a bit trickier, three times three.
Oh, three times three, that's nine.
Correct. You're really getting the hang of this.
All right, bring on the next challenge.
Three times four.
Three times four is 12.
Another stone appears. You're more than halfway across the river.
Whoa, I can see the other side.
Just a few more stones to go.
All right, what's next?
This is a big one, three times five.
Three times five is 15.
Nice work. You're almost there.
Just two more stepping stones.
You're right. This next one is three times six.
Three times six is 18.
And the final stone, three times seven.
Three times seven is 21.
Congratulations, you've made it across the river.
Phew, that was a close one. I'm glad I had my three times table knowledge to help me out.
You did an amazing job. Now that we're on the other side of the river, what do you see?
Let me take a look around. Oh, wow. It looks like there's a path leading deeper into the jungle.
Do you want to follow it?
Definitely. I'm always up for a good venture. Let's go.
Lead the way.
As we make our way along the path, I notice something on the ground.
What is it?
It looks like a map, but it's ripped into
A
pieces.
torn map. That's interesting.
Yeah, and there are numbers on each piece.
This must be another challenge.
You think so? Maybe we can use our three times table skills to put the map back together.
I bet you're right. Let's take a closer look.
Okay, the first piece has the number 24 on it.
24, what times 3 equals 24?
Let's see, 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21, 24. It's 8. 3 times 8 is 24.
You're a math whiz. The first piece of the map is in place.
All right, on to the next piece. This one has the number 27.
27. I think I remember this one from crossing the river.
You're right. It was one of the stepping stones. 3 times 9 equals 27.
You've got a great memory. We're making progress.
Wow, the next piece says 30.
30, that's a big one.
I know this one, 3 times 10 is 30.
Another piece of the puzzle solved?
We're on a roll. Let's see what this next piece is. 33.
33. This one is a little trickier.
Yeah, it is, but I think I can figure it out. 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21, 24, 27, 30, 33 is 11. 3 times 11 is 33.
You're on fire. You're really mastering this three times table.
Okay, just a couple pieces left. This one has the number 36 on it.
36. I think we've seen that number before, too.
You're right. It was another one of the stepping stones across the river. 3 times 12 equals 36.
We're almost there. Just one more piece to go.
I can't believe we're so close to completing this map. The final piece has the number 15.
15. Oh, I remember. That was the trickiest stepping stone.
Yeah, it was. But I know the answer now. 3 times 5 equals 15.
We did it. The map is complete.
Wow, look at that. The map shows the way to a hidden temple.
A hidden temple. That sounds exciting.
Let's go find it.
Follow me.
We follow the map deeper into the jungle until we reach a dark and mysterious cave.
This must be the entrance to the hidden temple.
It looks kind of spooky. Are you sure we should go in there?
Don't worry, I have a feeling it would be worth it.
Okay, let's go.
As we step inside the cave, the entrance collapses behind us.
What was that?
It sounds like a rock slide. We're trapped.
Oh no, how are we gonna get out of here?
It looks like there's a tunnel leading further into the cave.
But it's so dark I can't see anything.
And each section of the tunnel has a number on it.
What do the numbers mean?
It's another three times table challenge. To pass through each section, we have to solve the multiplication problem.
Okay, I'm ready. Let's do this.
The first section is six.
Three times two equals six. I remember that from the river.
Correct. The path is clear. Move to the next section.
All right, this section says 18.
18. Think back to the stepping stones.
Three times six equals 18.
That's right. You're moving through the tunnel quickly.
The next number is nine.
Nine. That one should be easy.
Three times three equals nine.
You're getting faster and faster.
Hey, what's next?
This section is 21.
3 times 7 equals 21.
You're unstoppable. Keep going.
I can see some light up ahead. I think we're almost out of the tunnel.
This is the last section. The number's 12.
I know this one. 3 times 4 equals 12.
We're free.
We made it out of the tunnel.
And look, we're inside the hidden temple.
This place is amazing. It's even more incredible than I imagined.
It was certainly worth the journey.
But wait a minute. Look over there.
What is it?
It's a giant treasure chest.
I wonder what's inside.
There's only one way to find out. Let's open it.
But there's a lock on the chest.
You're right. And it looks like we need a 3-digit code to open it.
Did it be another 3x table challenge?
Let's give it a try. The first digit of the code is the answer to 3x8.
I remember that one from the map. 3x8 is 24.
So the first digit is 2.
You got it.
The second digit is the answer to 3x1.
That's an easy one. 3x1 is 3.
So the second digit is 3.
Just one more digit to go.
The last digit of the code is the answer to 3x12.
3x12 is 36.
So the last digit is 6.
Let's try the code 236.
I can't believe it. The chest is opening.
Wow, look at all this treasure.
I've never seen so much gold and jewels in my life.
But the real treasure is the knowledge and experience we gained on this adventure.
You're right. We used our 3x table skills to overcome every challenge, and in the end, we were rewarded with more than just material wealth.
We learned that with a little perseverance and a good understanding of math, we can achieve anything.
So listeners, remember, even when things get tough, don't give up. Keep practicing your multiplication tables, and who knows what amazing adventures await you.
Until next time, keep exploring and keep those minds sharp.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
See you next time.
Bye.